here, perhaps we can start by singing number 43. One door, and only one, and yet its sides are two, inside and outside. On which side are you? There's a question to be asked. We ready? Everybody got a hymn sheet? Okay. One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. Inside and outside, on which side are you? One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you? It's a very simple song, but a very important question, isn't it? On which side are you? How about number 42, you a little child of seven? How old are you? Are you four? Five? All right, cool. Okay. A little child of seven, or even three or four, may enter into heaven through Christ the open door. For when the heart believeth on Christ the Son of God, 'tis then the soul receiveth salvation through His blood. You know, in the little children's Sunday school hymn book, there's a lot more hymns to choose from that appeal to those who are younger in heart. That's you guys. And some of them too, you know. Even though people are old, they're young in heart. They enjoy the things of the Lord in a very simple way. Perhaps we can sing an old favorite, number 32. Number 32, it's one that, although it's an older hymn, I'm sure the children know it. Number 32. What can wash away my sin? Oh, Jesus. Nothing but the blood. That's right. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sins atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Do you think the blood of Jesus is important?
Yeah.
In the song, it's on every second line, it says that. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It tells us how important it is in the eyes of God and in our own lives. Because what does the blood of Jesus do? Does anybody know? That's right. It washes away our sins. Is that important? Yes, very important, isn't it? We heard the good gospel last night, and it told us how that blood of Jesus washes away our sins so we can go to heaven and we can see Him face to face. Won't that be something, to be able to see the one who died for us face to face and thank Him for what He's done? Yeah. Let's see if we can sing one more here. How about number 45? Too little eyes to look to God, too little ears to hear His word, too little feet to walk His ways, two hands to work for Him all my days. If someone could start that, please.
Too little eyes to look to God, too little feet to walk.
Given us many things to work for Him and to see things and to do things. You know, I want to talk about one scripture verse in the book of Ecclesiastes. If you have a Bible, turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. And there's one verse there that when someone asked me to do this, the verse just flashed up like a big screen and said, Ecclesiastes 12:1. So, Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1 says this: Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And when I thought of this, there's three things that we can talk about. Two of them are kind of already looked after, so I don't have to say much about them. For example, in the days of thy youth. Most of you here are already in that stage. You're in the days of your youth. You're young. You're kids. You're out having fun and enjoying life. And there are many things that the Lord has to show you in your lives that you can enjoy and have fun with one another. And when you come to a conference, you can learn many things, we trust. So that thing, I think we can just put to one side, because we know that you're in your youth. So we'll consider that done. And the second part is thy Creator. Who's thy Creator? Do you know who the Creator of the whole world was? Yes? God, that's right. It tells us in Isaiah 45 that God Himself formed the earth. And He made it. And if you read the book of Genesis, it tells us that God created the earth, and He created the sun and the stars and the moon and the plants and the animals and all the things, and then He created man. And then He created woman. And He created all things for His pleasure, it says. He was to enjoy all those things, but something happened. Somebody was disobedient, and they brought sin into the world. And because of that, God can no longer look at those things in the way he did before. So we have, in your youth, looked after in the Creator, but there's this word at the very start of the verse. It says, remember. Remember. Now, how many of us remember what happened before we were born? Put up your hand. Nobody remembers what happened before you were born? Oh dear. I know somebody who does. Your parents do. But somebody even bigger and better remembers before your parents were born. Jesus does. That's right. He remembers. He knows all these things. And you know what? He sent the Spirit of God into our hearts and minds when we accept Him as our Savior to bring things to remembrance from the Word of God. And that's why it's important to read the Word of God so we'll have things that we'll know. But you know what? He can't bring to our hearts and minds what we don't have there. Can He? When I ask you the question, do you remember before you were born? You can't do that because you don't know. And if you don't read the Word of God, you don't know what's in there, do you? And He can't use that to help you grow and strength. You know, there's dangers of not remembering things. When your parents tell you, tie up your shoes. Do your parents ever tell you that? Tie up your shoes? And what happens if you don't tie up your shoes? You could trip and fall, couldn't you? And hurt yourself. So it's important to remember things. It's important to remember things. You know, on November the 11th, most people wear a poppy in Canada. And it's a sign that we remember those people who died in the war, that died to bring freedom to this country, that we would be able to enjoy the freedom that we have to even meet like we do today and read the Bible openly and things like that. So it's important to remember. But it's even more important to remember certain things, isn't it? When I need to remember things, you know what I do? I have a poor memory sometimes. I use sticky notes. Sticky notes. Everybody knows what sticky... Have you ever seen sticky notes? Yeah? If your mom and dad use sticky notes sometimes, they stick them on the fridge and say, go to the store, buy this, buy that, do this, do that. They call it a do list. You know what happens when I forget my sticky notes? I write it on my hand. But you know what? I can't put my hand on the fridge. It doesn't stay there very long. It just falls. And you know what other happens when I wash my hands? It washes away, and then I go, oh, what was I supposed to remember? I washed my hands. So I remembered to wash my hands, but in remembering to wash my hands, I forgot what I wrote down. So when I need to remember, I do those. Now, do you think God uses sticky notes? Yeah? No? Why wouldn't God need to use sticky notes? That's right. He already knows everything. It tells us in the Scripture, it says, He says, I have, for example, He doesn't have to write on His hands either, but He has written something on His hands. He says, I have engraven you on my hands, on the palms of my hands, that He won't forget us. And He also tells us that He will remember our sins no more. No more. And it's not because He's forgetful like we are. That's why I have to use sticky notes. It's because He chooses not to remember them because they were covered by the blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that a wonderful thing, to not be able to remember our sins? Because sometimes we do sin, even nowadays, don't we? And it's good to know that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just, it tells us, to forgive us our sins because of the blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. They're put away by His blood. You know, what I find helpful to remember these things is I made some big sticky notes. And I find that when I see a color, sometimes if I can't find my sticky notes, sometimes there's scriptures that the Lord has put in my head that when I see a color, it reminds me of that verse. And that's a good thing, isn't it? When you see a color, it can remind you of scripture verses. And that way, everything you see can remind you of the Lord, and that's a good way to be. So I had put some big sticky notes here. I've got some big sticky notes here to remind me. And here's one that we sang part of the song. It says Isaiah 1:18. And it says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Is that a verse that we could remember? Yeah? Maybe you could say it with me. You ready? Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Isaiah 1:18. Now you've got it in your head, and the Lord will put it in your heart, and maybe you'll need that verse sometime in your life, and the Spirit of God will bring it right to your remembrance. That's just like that. You'll remember it. So that's a sticky note. Now, another one. And this is red. Why do you think this is red? What does red remind us of? Yeah? Jesus' blood, right. And because of that, the sticky note says 1 John 1:7, which says, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Right? Can we say that one? The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. How many sins?
All.
All. All. All sins. Isn't that wonderful to know that there's not one sin that doesn't is cleansed? And that's found in the Epistle of John, 1 John 1:7. So when I see red, what do I think of? Jesus' blood, that's right. It reminds me that He cleanses me from all sin. And if there's a sin in my life, I can confess that to the Lord and remember that I'm cleansed from that. It doesn't stop me from sinning, sad to say. But it helps me to remember that there's one who loves me and died for those sins. And it keeps me from sinning as much as possible. Now this one's brown. What's brown the color of? Yeah? Dirt. Yeah, brown's dirt, except when if you're in PEI. Then it's red. What's usually brown color? Yeah? Wood. That's right, wood. So this reminds me, because it's a wood color, it's Colossians 1:20. It says, having made peace through the blood of His cross. And that's how He made peace, wasn't it? He died on the cross of Calvary. He died for us there. He hung on the cross and bore our penalty. We were supposed to die for our sins because that's what God says. If you sin, you will die. And the Lord Jesus took our place on the cross of Calvary. So let's do this one. This is brown. It says Colossians 1:20. Having made peace through the blood of His cross. Can you say that with me? Having made peace through the blood of His cross. So you see how important the blood of Christ is in the scheme of things. Oh, here's another one. Green. What does green remind you of? Yes? Grass. Right. Growing in the springtime. After the winter's all white and everything gets covered and that, and it looks just gray and blue. And all of a sudden the snow goes away and you start seeing the trees having nice green leaves and things like that. And the grass starts growing. Then we have to mow it. And it grows and we mow it. And it grows and we mow it. That's what summer's all about, mowing lawns. But it's a wonderful time because everything's fresh and new and the birds start chirping and you get to see new life growing up from the old dead winter. And that's why green reminds me of this verse, which is 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Right? A new creature. When we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior, He changes us and makes us a brand new person. That we can do things and see things and enjoy things with the Lord in a new and better way. So let's say this verse together. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Ready? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new creature. Something formed in Christ. Now here's one. Blue. blue sticky note. What does blue remind me of? Yes?
Water, yes.
What else?
Yeah.
The sky. What about the sky?
Who lives in the skies anyway? Yeah. Jesus, he lives in heaven, right?
Tells he's seated at the right hand of God, even now. So he's in heaven, but you know what? When the Lord was on the earth, he told his disciples, he says, I have to go away, but I'm going to prepare a place for you in heaven. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know that we have a place prepared for us in heaven? That it's all ready for us. So when the Lord comes and calls us home, we'll be there to spend eternity with him in a wonderful place. Because it's more wonderful because he's there. So let's look at this one. It's John 14:2. It says, I go to prepare a place for you. Can you say it with me? I go to prepare a place for you. For you and me. Isn't that a wonderful thought that the Lord Jesus himself would prepare a place for us in heaven to be with God? Now the last one, while we're waiting to go to heaven, in the meantime, the Lord's asked us to do something. And you know what it is? After hearing all these things, all these sticky notes and all the verses, what do you think he asks us to do? Yeah? Preach the gospel. Yeah, that's one of the things he calls us to do. Yes? That's right. He calls us to remember him. Because sometimes we get so busy in our days, and the Lord knows our hearts and our minds, and sometimes we tend to put him aside, don't we? Put him in a corner sometimes because we're so busy and focused on certain things. I mean, I need sticky notes to remind me of even the littlest things that I need to do and the most important things at the same time. So the Lord has asked us to remember him. And so after this meeting, we'll gather around a table with some wine, cups of wine on it, and a loaf of bread. And we'll remember the Lord just as he asked us to do. It's not a big ceremony. It's a very simple way of doing things because he was a simple man. And he tried to bring the truth of God in a simple way so that even a child could understand it. And it pictures his sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. The cup represents the blood that he shed for us, the price that had to be paid for our sins. Right? The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. It was that blood that paid the price for your sins and my sins, that we could be free, that we could become that new creature, and that we could go to heaven and be with him. And that loaf on the table represents the body. When he came down as a man. And it's a wonderful thing to think of, but it's hard to think of when you think of that the very one who created the entire world came down as a man, walked among his creation, and died as a man. That's a wonderful thing to think of, but he did that for you and for me so that he could once again pay the price for our sins on the cross of Calvary. So that's why we remember him, because of that wonderful work that he did to bring us to God, because our sins had kept us away from God. And so he brought us back to God in that way. So there's a verse when I think of yellow. I think of this verse in Luke chapter 22, verse 19. A very simple statement that the Lord said to you and to me to remind us. And it says, this do in remembrance of me. Very simple statement. It's a very simple thing we do, but it has very great meaning because it reminds us that the Lord Jesus died for our sins. So maybe we can say that, Luke 22:19. This do in remembrance of me. Let's say it again. This do in remembrance of me. So that's important that when we, the next meeting, that we remain in a state of mind and heart that we can worship the Lord who bought us and brought us back to God by his precious blood. So perhaps we could sing and then pray. Sing a song that everyone knows, giving him thanks in a way for what he's done in the short time left. Number 40, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. And though it says little ones, I'm sure each one of us here can associate with the fact that we are all weak, but he is strong. The strongest of the strong ones, who by his precious blood died to save us and bring us back to God. If someone could start that, please. Number 40.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let a little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, though I'm mad, and he waits to make me glad, waits to hold me in. Keeps me safe from every harm. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still, when I'm very weak and ill. From his shining place on high, comes to watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
What a wonderful thought. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we do thank thee for thy great and gracious love to us. And thanking thee especially for the Lord Jesus Christ and that wonderful work on Calvary. We trust that everyone here can sing that song, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that great love that was shown to us on the cross of Calvary, how you died to take our place, to be our substitute. And the sacrifice for our sins. From the youngest to the oldest one here, we give you thanks and praise for what you have done for us. And though we don't always understand the consequences, we don't understand the way it was done, and the beauty and wonder and majesty of your glory, we thank you that you went willingly to the cross of Calvary for us, that your blood bought us and brought us back to God, and now there remains for us a place in heaven with you, that we'll see you face to face and be able to praise you and give you the glory for these things. So we trust that this message has found a place in all our hearts, reminding us that there's so much to remember. We're so forgetful, Lord, of you and the little daily things that we go through. We just pray that you would keep us in remembrance of your great love for us in every aspect of our lives, from the youngest to the oldest. And we thank you especially for the upcoming meeting, if the Lord tarries, that we will be able to remember the Lord Jesus in his death, and that we will give him all the thanks and praise and honor that is due to him, Father, as we worship him, the one who loved us and gave himself for us. So we thank you once again that we commit this meeting into your hands for grace and memory. In his most precious and worthy name we pray, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.